Amy Baer is the supervisor for SSM Health Behavioral Health Walking Clinic at Ripon Community Hospital. And she told me earlier she's out on her own island today. Well, what was that again? Not literally, I don't think so.
I kind of wish I was on an island this morning. It's a little bit chilly yet for me.
Yeah, it's deceiving. It's nice and sunny outside, but it's still not that warm out. So
yes, I know, but at least it's not, you know, that S word I dare not say.
Yeah, well, you know what I found out is being realistic about it until about mid-April, there's always a chance of that. So
this is true. This is true. Acceptance. I appreciate it.
Well,
no, thanks for having me back on again. I really enjoy doing these and letting me spend the morning with me. So I appreciate it very much.
Well, Amy, we're talking about mental health today. And actually, you know, I was talking to someone earlier this morning about it was nice to get some sunshine today after a couple of overcast days. But weather
yes.
can kind of affect your mental health, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. Especially if you think of that time zone change, too. We had spring ahead this time, so mm-hmm. we lost an hour. So having that darkness and just that not seeing that sunshine absolutely affects. You're just feeling more kind of like you're dragging, just not as motivated maybe as opposed to summer when the sun is out, kind of feeling that motivation comes back as the weather really brightens up. It's amazing what the weather does to our mental health as well.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the walking clinic and some of the services it provides. Now, first thing we would ask, I guess, is what are the signs that a person might need some help?
Yeah, absolutely. It can be yourself or maybe a peer of yours thinking of a negative change. Maybe notice that you're not as interested in things as you once were. Maybe you're not as motivated. Maybe just kind of the mentality you have is either of indifference or maybe you're avoiding things like social activities that maybe you're once engaged in, just kind of at that negative change. And maybe with peers, you know, you notice that those around you or someone that you're concerned about seems a little bit more withdrawn, maybe just overall negative in their talk and their communication, not really identifying a lot of positives, just kind of having that withdrawn or just negative aura about themselves, so to speak. Those are definitely some red flags to look out for.
Okay, now you would think that spring would be a time when they say hope is eternal. It's
yeah.
more of an upbeat season because you got this growing going on and the days are sunnier and such. But really, mental health knows no season, right?
Yes, there is absolutely seasonal depression that we hear about. But there is also times, that, like you're saying, Bob, that when this weather is getting nicer, maybe individuals are looking forward to that change, and they're kind of upset that they're not noticing that change. Like, they anticipate with the weather being nicer, I should feel better about myself, but I'm really not. So it's kind of taking a closer look. What else is going on? Was there some kind of trauma? Was there some kind of life-changing event? Was there some kind of incident that occurred that maybe is contributing to that? Or maybe you just don't know why. Maybe you're just kind of noticing that just not having those positive feelings like I did prior and just really feeling down and not sure what to do about it. And that's kind of where a walk-in can definitely be an option.
All right. And again, to access those services, you would walk into the ER at Ripon Community Hospital?
Yes, absolutely. It's just kind of like the name, a walk-in. You don't necessarily need an appointment. We do encourage individuals to call, just calling that main number, that 745-3850, And sometimes it's even having that conversation with staff and understanding a little bit more what to expect or kind of what services that we do provide is helpful and kind of doing that initial screening. Or sometimes the timing just isn't, maybe I don't have transportation over there. Maybe I need to wait until I get childcare. And wanting, because it is a few hours that you're at the clinic, as you see a nurse practitioner and you also see a therapist while you're there. So anticipate about 3 to 4 hour possible appointment. So if needing to schedule like the following day, that's absolutely okay. We try not to schedule too far out, as the intent is for an urgent mental health need. Whether needing to talk with someone, maybe considering, maybe you've never been on medications before and that's something that you want to consider, or maybe you've been on medications and they're just not adjusting well and needing a reevaluation on them. There's a lot of different options that you can get as a service with the walk-in. As right now, overall, trying to get into either a new primary or a follow-up appointment is hard. It can take a couple months into going and seeing a regular outpatient appointment. So this would be kind of that bridge to care service.
Okay. So this is the tough one. How do you go about asking for help? How do you know when to ask for help?
That is absolutely a hard one. Asking for help is never easy. Sometimes it's just maybe embarrassment with it. Maybe it's not a conversation that you've really had. And that's what we encourage individuals. If they're not sure, just call. Just call and talk to staff and just say, you know, I'm not really sure, but this is kind of what I have going on. We've had individuals do that. And once talking with providers, they're like, okay, yeah, I think talking with someone would be helpful. And that's the other nice thing about having this urgent care model. It's, I'm feeling off right now, and I want to talk with somebody now. But I'm not sure if it's a one-time thing where I'm just maybe adjusting to different changes going on, or maybe I had an unexpected life change, and I'm not really sure what to do, or I've never talked with a mental health provider before. We've had a number of individuals coming in that have never considered asking for help. And so this was that very first step.
So this is another one of those things where you have a certain stigma attached, or at least there's a perception that there's a stigma attached, right?
Yeah, there's it's hard to talk about feelings. It's hard to ask for help. And especially if you've had a foundation where that wasn't a common conversation that you've had, it can be embarrassing. Maybe there's a lot of pressure that you've put on yourself that you have to be that solid person, that you don't have that flexibility, that people think that talking about mental health means weakness, when in fact it's quite the opposite. Asking for help, it absolutely shows strength.
All right. Now the hard conversation here is maybe someone doesn't realize they need help, but mm-hmm. a family member or someone close to them is aware there is an issue. How do you gently coax them into getting help?
Just pointing out the fact that you noticed a change, and a change that isn't a positive one. To say, hey, I'm worried about you. You seem to be a little bit more withdrawn. You seem to be just not really enjoying it. You seem to be kind of avoiding. Sometimes we don't realize what's going on because we're the ones that are in the middle of it. But having someone else having that conversation and say, I'm concerned, this is what I'm noticing, can really be helpful as well.
Okay. Amy, again, how do people go about accessing the services of the Behavioral Health Walk-In Clinic at Ripon Community Hospital?
Yeah, absolutely. Either just walking into the Ripon Emergency Department, identifying that you are looking to connect with someone from the Walk-In Clinic, or you're looking to talk with someone from the Behavioral Health Walk-In Clinic, or calling. And that number is 745-3850.
Sounds pretty simple.
It is, but it isn't.
How have things been going with the clinic? It's basically been operating for a little over a year in various forms, yeah. Right?
Yes, we a year ago we were open 24/7, and then in July we adjusted to more the I would say extended hours, so to speak, versus a 24/7 model, as we were not seeing that need for that overnight. Overnight, the needs seem to be more geared towards inpatients. So we've adjusted to open 7:30 until 7 o'clock at night, and maintaining being open 7 days a week, including holidays. So you think of this weekend, it is a holiday weekend. And sometimes when we have holidays and those first holidays after a loss, you know, it can be really difficult. We do not realize it until when it happens. So being an option for us as well. And it has been going well. There are some days where people have had a little bit of a wait. But the staff is really clear on, hey, this is kind of where we're at. This is, you know, so the wait hasn't been too long. I'm saying like a half hour, hour wait. So the communication with the staff for a potential wait has been out there, but you're still getting in the same day.
All right. So if people start throwing hard-boiled eggs at you, maybe they need some help, right?
Maybe, yeah.
Okay. All right. And again, that phone number is 745-3850?
Yes, it is. Okay.
Wasn't sure if I wrote that down right or not. So.
Yep.
All right.
You got it.
Well, Amy, thank you for joining us this morning, and happy Easter to you.
Thank you. You as well.
That is,
enjoy the sun today.
We're going to try. That is Amy Baer, who is the supervisor for SSM Health Behavioral Health Walk-in Clinic at the Ripon Community Hospital. We thank her for joining us this morning.